Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Corporate Worship Matters, episode 5. And in these recordings, we are doing our best to discover the best way we can be leading worship as corporate leaders of corporate worship, such that people can have an experience of connecting with God, connecting with one another with God, and also that through our corporate worship times, we proclaim the gospel in the clearest, most passionate, powerful, and effective way that we possibly can. So that's the idea of these recordings. And we're going to look today at a third part of the issue of trends, of how we deal with trends in Christian corporate worship. And there's two previous episodes on this, on first of all, surfacing the trends, finding what they are, and then secondly, how to test them to figure out whether they're appropriate for your particular congregation. So you might want to go back and listen to part one and part two before you do part three here. The part three, after surfacing trends, and then secondly, testing the trends, is to thirdly, teach on the trends. It's important that we tell the congregation we're serving, why we adopt certain things and why we don't adopt others. Not every little minutiae, but certainly anything significant that's different, that changes, or certain trends that come sweeping through the Christian community, whether in our congregations or just around us in other denominations and churches, it's important to address them when they have an influence on our own congregation. So we're talking about teaching on the trends today. This is the final step, having surfaced the trends and then having tested them to see whether they're going to be relevant and helpful for our particular congregation. Why do we need to do this? Because otherwise, members of the congregation might be inclined to practice whatever worship trends they feel suit them without actually considering whether they are distracting for the congregation, whether they offend any particular teaching of the Bible. They may just go with the flow of whatever feels good without actually considering whether it's deeply, truly spiritual and helpful. So that's one point. The second is that if we adopt certain new ideas without teaching the congregation, those who don't like them or think they are wrong may become judgmental on those who practice them or introduce them, unless there's some teaching as to the why. And they still may not like it, but at least they'll know why, and hopefully that will prevent them from being negative towards those who introduce those practices. They also may have their own preferences, and unless we teach on why we do or do not introduce their particular ideas, they could become resentful, which would not, again, be helpful, conducive to good times of corporate worship. So, confusion is not conducive to God-honoring worship. As Paul says to the Corinthian church, who were experts in corporate worship confusion, just read 1 Corinthians, he says to them a couple of things in verse 14 here. He says, God is not a God of disorder, verse 33, but of peace. Not disorder, but peace. Confusion as to why we've done something new or not can lead to confusion, and that's not going to help people participate fully, peacefully in our times of corporate worship. He also says at the end of the chapter in verse 40, everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. Everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. So, teaching on the trends helps people to relax into the experience, the wonderful thing that it is to worship together with our friends. Important that we teach on these things. Confusion is not conducive to God-honoring worship, and uncertainty is a form of confusion. We can reduce that confusion by teaching on the why we introduce certain new ideas. So let's be worship leaders who are aware of the trends, but are not necessarily trying to be trendy. I think that ship has sailed for me. I'm not likely to be too trendy, but there is still a temptation to fit in to what's going on in the rest of the culture around us, rather than really consider whether a particular idea is going to be helpful for our congregation that God has called us to serve. Our aim must be to know the trends and to apply the appropriate filters, and then to teach clearly so that the members of our congregations and our friends who come, them alike, have their best chance to hear the Spirit's voice in our times of spiritually enriched corporate worship. So there's our third look at trends. I'd like to know what you think about it, the surfacing of trends, the testing of the trends, the teaching on the trends. What are your thoughts on that? Are there particular ways to teach on trends, on new ideas that is helpful. Have you seen that done well? Have you seen it done not so well? Have you got ideas and or warnings for all of us as we then teach on what we're doing? I'd love to know your thoughts. Leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. And if I could ask one last favor, pass this recording on, the link on, to one other person who might benefit and whose congregation might benefit from these ideas. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful time of corporate worship wherever and whenever you gather with other people to worship our great God. Take care and God bless.